High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
On the 15th of September, the Union of Jewish Women will be presenting a musical celebration of harmony, hope, and heart. It is aptly entitled What the World Needs Now. It is hosted by Vicky Breedman and compiled by Laurie Strauss and Sharon Spiegel-Wagner, the latter two of whom are guests of my show now to tell me more. Laurie and Sharon, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having
us. Talk about a stellar cast. Apart from yourselves, performers include Gina Schmuckler, Yael Benjamin, Demi Cohen, Melissa Kravitz, Lance Maron, Peter Berman, and so many more. Tell me, what is the concept behind this?
I think Laurie can take this one.
So I think we're all feeling quite down at the moment, considering what's happening in the world, in South Africa and Israel. And we wanted to just bring some positivity and hope and a sense of unity. So that was the real inspiration behind the show. And all proceeds of the ticket sales go to the Union of Jewish Women, who are the most incredible charity. They do really, really phenomenal work. They donate to Meals on Wheels, feeding Jewish families in need. They do a lot of work helping underprivileged people in the broader community. So I think from a theatrical, musical, spiritual, and tzedakah perspective, it's just a really special thing to do right now.
So what the world needs right now is a little bit of hope, harmony, and heart. Tell me a little bit about the harmony and the hope.
I think quoting what Laurie said, the harmony, what's great about coming together with such great musicians and such wonderful, talented people is that they're all coming to give their piece of their understanding of music and the expression and how they love it and sharing a little bit of what brings them hope. Because I was telling Laurie today that the joy of what we do is really what carries us through anything. And this joy, as musicians and artists, we inject that into what we sing and what we say. So it's just something that we're able to offer the audience to just kind of escape from the noise of what's happening today, particularly for Jews in South Africa, particularly for Jews around the world, and for Israelis as well. Just against all odds, we just want to make sure that we're still singing and we're still singing with love in our hearts.
So the first time I saw the two of you, you were in pajamas, and the second time you looked a lot more glamorous. Are we expecting some more of the glamour?
No, definitely pajamas. I mean, I'm going to be in pajamas. I mean, I said to Laurie today, Laurie, what do you want me to wear? And she said, I want you to wear sequins. And I said, great, I can come in my slippers and gown.
No, so it's going to be a really sophisticated, glamorous afternoon of beautiful, well-known songs sung in a reimagined way. Many of our group members have been musically arranged by Sharon, who is, I mean, if I do say, one of the most brilliant, gifted musical directors I've ever worked with. I mean, she's taken really special songs. Am I allowed to like say some of the songs, Shay?
This is why me and Laurie stick together, because she's so great. She's so good for my ego.
So she's taken really well-known, we're singing a lot of pop songs, a lot of light music, but in a real beautiful reimagined way with different harmonies. And what's so wonderful, I also just want to mention, is that I asked all these singers who are really, some of the top people in the South African industry, if they would give of their time, give of their talent for tzedakah. And everyone without hesitation said, yes, we would love to. I mean, I think this is a real incredible opportunity to see some unbelievable Jewish singers, and we have some guest artists also, all under one roof. It's really an exciting show. I'm very excited for it.
I'm going to answer the question that you asked, Sharon. Please do tell us the kinds of songs that we can expect. And is it everybody just doing one number that they feel might be inspirational, or do you have a story linking it?
So because this is the wonderful thing, is that because people are coming of their own accord, It's really important that they feel comfortable performing what they want to perform and performing what they feel they can add to a beautiful event. And because so much of the music that we do sing is very hopeful and very full of love and inspiration, they're coming with their own piece. Some of them, there are a lot of solos because people are coming to share with them their own gift. But I have allocated some people to sing duets, trios, a couple of, there's a lovely 4-5 piece. We've got a beautiful finale. So it's a really eclectic mix of beautiful harmonies, beautiful musicians singing with their own unique twist on things. And it's really exciting. You know, we don't get to see a lot of the people that we want to see sometimes because there's not enough time, there's not enough space, there's not enough money, blah, 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 all the story. But when we finally do get together, people must come, they must come and see, they must come expose themselves and see how we expose ourselves to other people as well. It's so important that we all stay together and just see and listen and hear. It's really, it's very exciting.
I mean, bringing together, actually, as I said, the stellar cast, was it fun working together and kind of how long did it take you to put the concept together?
It was absolute agony. I swear all the time we have to listen to all. No, I'm joking. I'm absolutely joking. Laurie, you take this one.
No, so it's been wonderful. I mean, I'm managing 15 different vocalists and everyone has particular ideas, but we've tried to bring a little bit of everyone's flavors and let everyone sing the songs that they want to sing. And it's actually, and we planned the program over the course of this week. And I mean, it's a really lovely show with a lovely journey that we take the audience along. But really very uplifting and hopeful and positive. And I think also I was saying to Sharon today, you know, the Jewish people have really been at the lowest of the low and gone to the highest heights. And we just have to remember that we will be on top again. And I think that's really what we're trying to do is bring people together to show what we can do together and just create a sense of positivity because, you know, in these times, I think that's what people need.
Can I assume that we don't know the venue and the venue will be confirmed once booking has taken place?
We're allowed to say we just were for security purposes keeping it a bit quiet, but it's at King David Sandton. And we're so grateful to King David Sandton for letting us use their beautiful hall. So that is where it will be. And we have a 3 o'clock show next week, Sunday, the 15th of September. We really hope everyone will be there. This is honestly a once in a lifetime opportunity to see some incredible artists. You mentioned Gina Schmuckler, who's just played the lead in Mamma Mia. We have recording star Yael Benjamin. We have ENT musical theatre star extraordinaire Lance Marin, Peter Berman, Ryan Pima. We've got our very special guest artist. I don't know if you know Adrian and Imogene Galliard. They are a huge viral sensation. They've performed in London. They've got hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm very excited that they've offered of their time and talents to be in the show. And we've got a really exciting program. We've got some fun songs, some jazzy songs, some pop songs, some modern songs, some older songs.
I have to add, we've got some really beautiful young talent. So it's not the usual, you know, it's not us usual old fogies now. We've actually got some of the newer generation coming in. We've got two students from King David. I think it's Linksfield. I hope I'm not getting it wrong. And we've got an ex-alum who just left King David, Melissa Krawitz. And it's so nice also to kind of open the door for like the next generation as well. They're very exciting. They're very excited. They are the easy, you know, they're so easy. They'll do any rehearsal time. They're so excited. And all the big pros are so busy. You know, they've got a life and everything. But the youngsters are like, yeah, let's anytime I'm free. So it's very fun. It's been a lot of fun. It's just so nice to take everybody's energy and just put it all together. And I'm really excited. You know, it's very scary putting something together, without enough, so much time or whatever. But once you put all the magicians in one arena, it's just magic. That's all it is.
How long did it take you? How long have you been working on this?
10 years. 10 years. Yeah. No.
So quite long. I mean, Bev Cohen from the Union of Jewish Women asked me if I would put together a show it was towards the end of last year already. So, you know, the pre-production has been going on for a long time. And, of course, I can't do anything without, I call Sharon my stage wife. She's just, we work so beautifully together. So,
yeah, we do.
And it makes it so much more fun, of course, to be working as a team. So it's been a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm just going to repeat. It's on. I'm just going to give the details. There are two shows. Is that correct? There's a 3 o'clock show as well as a evening show.
There's a 3 o'clock show at the moment.
There's only a 3 o'clock. Okay, so you have to get your tickets in. Okay, how do you buy tickets?
On Quicket, but you'll have to get the link if you go on the Union of Jewish Women Facebook page. You'll find the Quicket link is there, and I think that's the easiest way to book.
I think it is. It sounds absolutely exciting. Can't wait to see it. And thank you so much. And yeah, everybody, just it really is what the world needs right now. So go into Quicket, go into the Union of Jewish Women's website and book those tickets. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Thank you very much. That was Laurie Strauss and Sharon Wagner. And they are putting together What the World Needs Now.